On today's Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis, she explains why God allows calamity and bad things to happen in life, and why everything that God does for us, He does for our good. The Lord is always more concerned with our holiness than our happiness. Here's Dr. Cheryl Davis, Signs of the Times, God using calamity to advance His purposes.
I heard someone say recently, "I don't understand how God could send a pandemic to kill thousands of innocent people." The key phrase in this sentence is innocent people. There is no such thing as innocent people. Jesus is talking to the rich young ruler in Luke 18:18. The rich young ruler says, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God." The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We are all guilty of falling short of God's glory. Therefore, there is no one on this earth good or righteous. Our righteousness is like filthy rags compared to God. Therefore, the only innocence that we have is the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ if we have accepted Him as our Savior. The issue is that we judge ourselves based on relative goodness compared to our neighbor or our friends. We do not fully understand the sacred, righteous nature of God, nor do we use that as the standard in this country anymore. The sin burden of this nation is enlarging daily, crying out for justice, which will be rendered by God in the great white throne judgment. I have said a lot of things in this series, but I want you to hear the main message. I believe, as David Jeremiah recently stated about the coronavirus pandemic, events like this cast a shadow on events to come. This event has similarities to what the Bible describes in the tribulation. Could it be a foreshadowing on the future tribulation? This pandemic, in my opinion, is an opportunity for you to open your eyes to the Jesus Christ that is seeking you. This pandemic has brought to a sudden halt many distractions that take up our time and priorities and remove them in order to create time so that we may hear the voice of Jesus Christ and eliminate noise so that we can hear the voice of Jesus Christ and seek the truth of the gospel. Sadly, there are still some people that are not moving towards repentance. Many are using this time to catch up on home improvement projects, as evidenced by the 500 patrons in the Lowe's and Home Depot parking lot. We are still busying ourselves with other things rather than the absolute truth found in the Word of God. We are so addicted to busy that we don't know how to function in quarantine. One last thing I would like to touch on before I close. I have witnessed a lot of fear and panic among the public as well as healthcare workers during this time. But in a conversation with a physician recently, the Spirit spoke to me and said, "What you are witnessing is people living without hope." There are two ways to go through this pandemic: with God or without God. With the peace that passeth all understanding, or without the peace that passeth all understanding. Without God, we have no hope beyond our own capabilities. We will live in fear and attempt to control every aspect of our destiny and shorten our days on this earth by doing it. We find the explanation behind this in the Bible in John chapter 15, verse 5. "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." Without God in this pandemic, we will be riddled with anxiety, fear, and panic. This is the perfect time to find peace in the middle of a storm. Jesus is the answer to our need for hope and peace. The truth of the matter is that God's prophetic clock is ticking. The signs are all around us, but do we see them as a prophetic sign or a random occurrence? I pray that during this season that God gives us a 2020 vision in the spiritual realm so that we can see the relevant significance of eternity in our day-to-day lives. I want to end this session in prayer for those that are listening without hope and are wandering in loneliness and blindness, searching to find their way. Father, in your wisdom and righteousness, you know who is in need of you and more of you. I pray that you quiet their surroundings so that they can hear your voice calling them, and in their heart they make a decision to follow you or give more of themselves to you. Give them a peace that passeth all understanding and a joy that cannot be shaken by fear and anxiety. Thank you for sending your Son Jesus so that all of this is possible. Amen.
It can be hard to understand why God allows bad things to happen until we fully understand His sovereignty. Knowing that God has a purpose for your pain, a reason for your struggle, and a reward for your faithfulness. Everything He does for your good. You can contact Dr. Davis by email at CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com and connect with her on Facebook at Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. She would like to hear from you. Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis is a production of The Truth Project, where biblical truth is absolute because it is derived from one source, Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life.